Yo, what up? This is your boy, AK, host of the Real Deal with a Kill podcast. But before we start this show, let me tell you guys something about Manscaped. Now, Manscaped is a product for your balls. And before I used this product, I was just using a trimmer. The same trimmer I was using to trim my beard, I used down for my nutsack area. And which is disgusting, I know. But once I started using a Manscaped product, I fell in heaven. I fell in love. Because it has everything that you need for your ball sack, your pubic hair. You have the Lawnmower 2.0, which is a trimmer. You have the Plow, which is a razor. And you do not use that razor, which you use on your beard. And you have crop mops. Now, this is the good part about Manscaped. Not only they give you a trimmer and a razor, they give you ball wipes. You wipe your balls with it. They have Crop Reviver, which is a refresher, which is basically your cologne for balls. You have the Crop Cleanser, hair and body wash. You wash it down there, it's like soap. And you have the Crop Preserver, which is anti-chafing ball deodorant. Yes, I said it, they have ball deodorant. If you get all of that, you will get 20% off plus free shipping in a travel bag using the code RDWA at manscaped.com. Once again, to get everything I just named just now, you will get 20% off plus free shipping in a free travel bag using the code RDWA at manscaped.com. Your balls will truly thank you. This episode 80, but it's the 80th episode, 80,
bro.
Number big 80, dog. And I remember I was telling you the other day, I said, dog, you was here when we was in, the last two times you was here, we was in a small studio.
Yeah.
First time you was here, you was gaining some type of recognition before mm-hmm. you had the belt. Second mm-hmm. time you came in, you had the belt.
Mm-hmm.
You got the belt. Mm-hmm. Then now the third time, it's probably like your biggest fight now, October
mm-hmm.
4th.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
In the H. First time fighting in Houston since when? Shit.
2 years now, man.
And you was fighting that, like you said, you was fighting somewhere in Houston one time. Like at a small, a flea? Not flea market.
Yeah, my first fight was in a flea market.
Yeah.
In Houston.
Mm-hmm. In Houston.
Yep.
And now you fight at Arena Theater.
Nah,
I've never been to that place yet. I always pass by. I always see like old school concerts. Sitting, you know what I'm saying, at that place, but now Arena Theater, probably, can you say this your biggest fight?
Yeah, this is. This is definitely my biggest.
I'll talk through that mic.
My biggest, most important fight.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Bigger than the title fight?
Bigger than the title fight.
Why is that?
Because this is the first official, like, lines only with PBC show, you know what I'm saying, in Houston. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So this is a big deal right here.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm blessed to be a part of it. You know, mm-hmm. not a lot of fighters, you know, got chosen to do this. It's a lot of fighters in Houston now, a lot of top fighters. So for me to be fighting on lines only with PBC, it's a blessing for sure.
Yeah, so take me back. Because the last time you was on, you had just had your title fight. You won that, the NABF.
Mm-hmm.
Take me from after you won that to your last fight. Do you feel like something changed in you, like physically and mentally, from at that point to now?
Oh yeah, definitely. After I won my NABF title, I stayed out the ring for a little minute, like 8 months. You know what I'm saying? So ultimately, my title was vacated without me being able to defend it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So
because at that time you was going through like some. Promotional.
I was going through some issues, you know, but we straightened it out, and I got back June 23rd, and I fought in Vegas on the what was supposed to be the rematch between Jermell Charlo and Harrison, but Harrison fell out, and he ended up fighting the other guy. I forgot his name.
Right.
But so I fought on that undercard. I didn't get the result I wanted to.
The draw,
yeah.
Yeah.
My first draw of my career, you know, my last draw of my career.
Yeah.
And, man, I'm just trying to get back in the ring. I'm blessed to be back 3 months later. You know what I'm saying? I didn't let it get me down. Stayed in the gym working hard, and boom, I got another opportunity. So.
Like, I saw that fight. So I caught the middle of that fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was looking. I said, damn, okay, decision mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
All right. What's going to happen? When I heard Josh said, I was like, it's like watching football and it's an overtime and it's a tie.
Yeah.
You had like mixed feelings, like I didn't win, but I didn't lose.
Yeah.
But it was like that,
yeah.
Damn. Okay.
It's just like, like stagnant. It's like I don't go forward, I don't go back. It's just like it's just a feeling like, you know, I didn't get what I want to accomplish, you know what I'm saying? No excuses. Dude came to fight, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out Lucas Santa Maria. He also fights on the card.
Oh, you
crazy?
Know?
Yeah, he fight October 4th too. Damn. On the card.
He before your fight though.
Yeah,
cause you co-main event.
Co-main event.
Okay, baby. Yeah.
So yeah, he also fights on the card, man. We gonna have to definitely do that again. You know, yeah. It was a good fight, man. He came to fight, close fight. They gave it a draw. So yeah. You know, we gonna have to do it again one day. You know. Tough fighter from California. I had to do it again, definitely.
And you was feeling some type of way during that fight, like with your like a little heartburn or something, huh?
Yeah, I was feeling bad before the fight, but like I said, no excuses, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the proper adjustments that I need to make for next time, and we're going to be ready, you know?
So, dude, you fighting now, have you seen him fight before, Johnny Nichols, or like this is like on some... All right, we agree to the fight. Let's go make it happen.
A little bit of both. I seen him fight before. And, you know, when you get an opportunity like this to fight on a PBC card, it don't matter. You don't turn nothing down. It's just, it is what it is. If you want to go to that next level or you want to stay at the level you at. You know what I'm saying? So I want to go to that next level. I want to be world champion. So it really don't matter who I fight at this point. I done already fought the, you know, tough opponents. I didn't. Already been in all kind of different circumstances. I've already fought 4 undefeated fighters. Like, you know, I'm ready. You know, it's time to take it to that next level.
Yeah, I want to shift gears just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Use my lines only with the Charlo twins.
Mm-hmm.
And like, first of all, how did that come about? You hooking up with the Charlo twins and Lions Only Promotions.
Well, I've been knowing the twins since I was 9 years old.
Oh, yeah?
Since I was a baby, we go way back. You know what I'm saying? Since I was 9, you know, we started at the Savannah Boxing Club, boxing together, and you know, that's how that's where it started. You know, so me and Mel and Ma, we go way back. You know, and I told him that, hey, you know, I needed some activity, I need help with my career. He was like, all right, I'm gonna do whatever I can for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, shout out.
You reached out to them.
Well, actually, this is how it happened. So, you know, he was supposed to fight Harrison. Mm-hmm. You know, Harrison, tall, nice jab.
Yeah.
You know, I'm same height as Harrison. So he was like, you know, I need some sparring, some work. I was like, hell yeah, shit. I get to spar a world-class fighter, world champion. So I was like, yeah, I give you some work for sure. And after I sparred him, you know, we started talking about my career, you know, why I wasn't active, you know, things like that. And he was like, well, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can to help you out.
Yeah.
So that's what he did, you know.
Yeah.
And one for Jermell Charlo, I definitely wouldn't have got that, you know, that last fight on that PBC card and this one right now. So shout out to him, you know. He's the one that put that together.
So they should be at the fight more than likely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it's kind of weird with the Charlo, right? So with the twins. Because they're from here.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like people look at them a certain way, like with a certain stigma, like to the way they carry themselves. Mm-hmm. But you know better than I do, and most people do.
Mm-hmm.
Cause when I look from the outside looking, it's like, damn, these some cocky mother. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
From the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But how are they? You know, when the lights is not, the camera's not on them, behind the scenes, all access. When how are they?
Man, they not like that. Man, they cool. You know, it's a certain. You know, Lions Only, speak for itself. Them some Lions, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got the top spot, and they ain't trying to give up the top spot no time soon.
Right.
So at the end of the day, it's a certain tenacity level that you have to be a top fighter, and that's what the twins possess.
Yeah.
You know, it's certain intangibles that you have to stay on top, and that's what they have, you know. Me as a young fighter, you know, that's what I learned.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ain't carrying yourself like a lion, like a top fighter, then you're not going to be one.
Right.
Period. And you got to realize that the twins came from nothing.
to something, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even in the amateur days, they was you know what I'm saying, hated on.
Yeah.
And they fought their way up to the top. So
yeah.
Can you be mad?
I feel like it's two sides to it. I feel like you have the side where people is looking at it and assuming it's like, man, he's some cocky MFers or they some a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the other side where you don't know their story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you could feel like they're cocky or a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel it, if you know them, you get to know someone and be like, damn, he's not that bad at all. You know what I'm saying? Cool. Like, it's a story. Like, for example, me, right? So people could say a certain thing about me
mm-hmm.
outside if they don't know me. Like, mm-hmm. oh, Kill, he cocky, he's arrogant. But if you get to know me, the reason why I'm a certain way is because mm-hmm. the way I was treated.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I was doubted. I was hated on my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can't achieve this.
Exactly.
Or you can't be as, you can't exactly. be as, you can't host no show. You can't do this, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you prove them wrong with your actions.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because I'm the type of person, I hold every little thing. You know, mm-hmm. if I feel somebody did something even small to me,
yeah,
I'm like, all right, I remember that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
So I kind of feel that's how they are. And I would like to get to know them. I want to get to know them, mm-hmm. you know, one-on-one.
For
sure. I would ask the same thing to them.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you met them, you'll see, you know.
Yeah, they got to be Leos.
Genuine.
They got to be Leos like
cool
me.
Cool people, man.
Yeah, you know they got to be Leos, though. I'm a Leo. Leos have a certain ego and certain pride to them, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if they're Leo, I'm not surprised at all. You know what I'm saying? We carry ourselves a certain way, like, yeah. You might think he's cocky. Because it's two different. It's a difference between cocky and confidence.
Mm-hmm.
The outside people think you're cocky mm-hmm. because you carry yourself and present yourself a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you back it up, it's confidence.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because you cocky.
You gotta be like that.
Yeah, you cocky. You sitting on a bench and you ain't really doing nothing to prove yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you cocky for no reason.
Yeah.
But if you backing the shit up and you actually knocking people out and you winning titles,
yeah,
making that money, oh, man, you carry yourself with confidence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I think that's how that's presented too.
Yeah.
So like going back to you and the fight coming up,
mm-hmm.
you know what I always say about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I told you that other time I was talking to you. D Price,
mm-hmm.
knocking people out.
Mm-hmm.
Austin knocking people out.
Mm-hmm.
You got one loss early on.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm always say?
Yeah.
You got the length.
Mm-hmm.
You the perfect welterweight size.
Yeah.
I need that KO. I need that KO. You know, I've been preaching that for a while. I said, man, if you can knock fools out, you will be dead. You'll be rising up quicker than now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. October 4th. Will I see a knockout?
Come October 4th, man. I got you, bro.
Will I see a knockout, dog? You know what? Because it's like we watch boxing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be 63-0 with no knockouts.
True.
You can't be the greatest of all time with no KOs.
True.
We're not going to tune into pay-per-view to watch you fight without a knockout.
True.
If we call it Mayweather born now, and people forget that Mayweather was knocking fools out.
Yeah, yeah.
Before he became Money Mayweather. When he was mm-hmm. Pretty Boy Floyd,
yeah,
he was knocking people out. Yeah. As he got older and got more mature,
yeah.
His IQ got higher,
mm-hmm.
more defense,
mm-hmm.
less, you know what I'm saying? Because he still got the power.
Yeah.
He can still cut you up.
Yeah.
But he ain't got to knock you out. He could go 12 rounds and go to the party after and be clean.
So
it's like, man, if you're trying to rise up,
mm-hmm.
that KO.
Mm-hmm.
I know you look at a certain like, damn. Like, all right, Austin is already rising up fast.
Mm-hmm.
D Price, we seen him spar.
Yeah.
Quick ass hands, you know, but knock him out.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Don't go hard.
What's different now in your regimen, your workout routine for me to believe? Because I want to believe, damn it. I want to see it. I'm like, all right, prove to me I want to see the knockout.
Just, shout out to my gym, O-Athletic, just working on my legs a lot, you know what I'm saying? Strength training, things like that, doing things I never done before.
Yeah.
Working with great trainers like Ronald Bookman, like Monica Isles, just, mm-hmm. you know, so you definitely going to see some power come October 4th for sure.
Because you had
– something I just been keeping it on the tuck, you know.
Right. Because that's not a draw if you knock him out.
Mm-hmm.
You was a better fighter than him.
Mm-hmm.
You knocked him out, it's clean, game over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be wanting to see that. Because mm-hmm. this is my first time watching you fight in person, though.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I want to get media passed to this fight, but I'm at the same time I don't be too emotionally involved. I get in trouble at the table, like I'm making certain facial expressions, I'm doing certain things at the table, so I'm gonna just get my own tickets. I don't want to be involved in the media, so I'm gonna let Monday handle that with the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to get. I'm like, damn, I know you, I know D Price now. I'm like, damn. All right, I don't want to get too involved. I'm like, man, knock this fool out, man. And especially it's your homecoming, too.
Yeah, yeah. I know
your whole family and friends coming up.
That's the best part about it, man. My last three fights was in Vegas.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody wasn't able to make it out, but this time is in the H, so, man, it's just right. It's just so loud of me to be fighting at home, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the most exciting part about it, is fighting in Houston.
Yeah. You know. It's the first time, like you said, 2 years.
Yeah.
Because like, you've been in Vegas so long.
Yeah.
Fighting. Now you back at the H.
Now I'm back in the H, fighting.
Let's take a quick break. All right. Bring that camera Monday. Let me talk to you about Manscaped. Talk about Manscaped real fast Monday. All right. So this product right here, Lawnmower 2.0. So shout out to Manscaped for giving me the whole kit and the travel bag. So, when I used to, I'm a fan of like shaving in the balls area, right? I'm a fan of that. I don't like having bush down there. I like to shave. But what I used to do was use the same trimmer down there as I use on the beard. But then I realized, like, damn, I can't do that. I came across Manscaped, the Lawnmower 2.0. And what the difference is now is that they come with a razor too. And I used to use the same razor on my beard as I used down there. So I'm like, hold on, this isn't. I'm getting the. I got the whole cash. I said, hold on. So you
at least
got.
Least he being honest, man.
I'm being honest right now. Until I come across this, so now we can say, like, oh, it's razor and the trimmer, but no, it comes with different things for the balls. Like for example, the crop preserver is a ball deodorant. Who would have thought that you ever had deodorant anywhere besides your armpit? Nobody thought that. Nobody. Until Manscaped came along with it. You have Crop Reviver, which is cologne for your balls. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is something that's real. Like, we have this now. We have the body wash. Soap down there after you're done shaving. Do what you got to do. Put it down there. Then razor. You have ball wipes. Now, come on now. Crop mop. You can't go wrong with this. Now, look. If you get the whole kit, 20% off the discount code RDWA, plus a free travel bag. Just go to manscaped.com. Discount code RDWA. Now, this is what I'm going to try to do. I got Marquise with me. So, I'm going to try. If any of these things look persuasive to you that you can use, you can't get the whole kit, but you can get any one of these items by itself. Because we all men around here. We need a... You know what I'm saying? You got the, for example, crop mop. You know what I'm saying? Let's say you done working out. You done training. You get that text message. Hey, where you at? Come through. You can't make it back to the crib because you're already too far from the crib. But she's down the street from you by your gym. You like, damn. I do want to get to the house one time for the one time. But I ain't shower. Ha. Ta-da. I got the crop mop. I ain't gotta go to the crib. I can just wipe one time. She don't know. Throw it back. You know what I'm saying? That's all you need. Throw it out the window. That's all you need. So if I'm you, hey, you get that text from somebody, you might need one of these items. So can I persuade you right now to go to your phone and go to manscaped.com and put that discount code and get one of these items?
I mean, I see hair and body wash, you know, we all pH control.
We all need that. We all need pH control now.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure the pH balance. You know?
Yeah. We all need the pH balance, people. And then, you know what I'm saying? You know deodorant down there, too. Kind of works.
It is kind of hot in Houston, right?
It's hot as hell. It's hot as hell in Houston.
Oh man.
I think you're probably gonna need one though. I got Monday behind the camera getting one. I got Nitty getting one. My boy Nitty said he getting the whole kit. You know what I'm saying? We need the kit now. I just need Keys to get one right now in this room.
You know what I'm saying? That hair, body, you know, I get using, you know, crop cleanser.
That's what we working on. Hey, look, man. So go to that website, manscaped.com. Discount code RDW. I promise you won't be disappointed. Your balls will truly thank you. Now, back to this show. That was a good one. That was a good little review. It works, though. It kind of works. So I'm going to try to get everybody to buy some. But, man, I do want to talk about the sparring, though, because I did go up there today. Mm-hmm. And I caught the middle rounds of you sparring. Mm-hmm. And what I was noticing, it was like people shifting in, like in the middle rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll spar with somebody first 3-4 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then round 5, somebody else come in, mm-hmm. fresh legs.
Mm-hmm.
Go round 5, 6, and 7. Then the last round, the first person that came in earlier mm-hmm. comes back in.
Mm-hmm.
Was that your idea? Was that your trainer idea? Who came up with that?
So that's just all that we always done it like that, especially mm-hmm. when, you know, we're able to control what was going on and control the sparring. Always like to have somebody come in with some fresh legs with me, yep. you know, just for conditioning purposes. You mm-hmm. know, I'm a little winded, they fresh, just to make it harder on me, you know.
Yep.
And it's always been like that, you know.
Just something that pretty much all boxers
mm-hmm.
pretty much do.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, blessed to have those, you know, those guys come in and make sure I'm in tip top shape. You know, yo. Heading into the fight when I just got one person to beat, you know what right. I'm saying? So it's always good to mix in, you know, sparring partners with fresh legs to come in and trying to get you while you're tired because, you know, that's what keep you honest. When you fatigue, it's mm-hmm. hard. It's harder
yo.
To stay technical, to stay right. sharp.
Yo.
So to practice that, you bring in more than one sparring partner. So, you know, you can get fatigued while they're not that fatigued. So you can practice on staying technical, staying sharp, even when you're tired.
Yeah. So I know you told me, too, you teach at O Athletic now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So how long you been doing that?
I've been doing that for, like, 3 months now.
3 months?
Like, three, four months now.
You think training other people? It's like, hold on. So when you teach in class, what are you teaching?
I'm teaching people how to properly throw their punches. You
so
know.
It's like boxing classes?
Yeah, but it's more on the cardio side, working yeah. outside. But I'm still teaching them how to throw their punches correctly.
Yeah,
you know, and they're learning a lot of things, a lot of combinations, how to move their head. You know, and we get a full body workout in at O Athletic. You know, Mondays and Wednesdays come in 5:30 p.m. You know, I'm running marvelous boxing cardio.
You think
great class.
I'm gonna say too, that could probably help you in the long run, like. Training other people and you still getting your cardio at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're getting double the cardio. You're getting cardio in the morning time that you go to work,
mm-hmm.
teaching the class,
uh-huh.
now you're getting even more cardio.
Mm-hmm.
You think that could benefit you a lot now going into this fight?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's all about finding that edge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm always looking to find ways to work harder and incorporate things into boxing. You know what I'm saying? Bought me a bike, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I bike to the gym.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a nice ass gym, O Athletic.
Just to get extra cardio.
Yeah, shout out to them at O Athletic.
Oh, yeah, shout out to O Athletic. Shout out to James Cooper.
Cool. That's a nice gym. It's like, man, it's like playing fight night. You know what I'm saying? You got the beginner stage. Mm-hmm. You got the gym that's the grind, the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
You got the water coming down the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like a yeah. rainy day today, the water yeah, coming
yeah,
down.
Yeah, leaking.
It's leaking slippery, and stuff.
Slippery ring.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's yeah. like holes in the ring and stuff like that. That's the grind work.
Yeah.
The beginning, you shift to that middle part. It's like you feel like you kind of made it a little bit. You went to O Athletic, you upgrading a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to that the biggest gym ever. You go to like Vegas or LA. You got mm-hmm. your own gym, fans mm-hmm. working, the AC running.
Mm-hmm.
You got a full bar downstairs. You know what I'm saying? Just everything. But I like Main Street though, because it's like
yeah, you know it.
I learned my lesson the first time.
Hot as hell in there, ain't it?
Yeah, no, I ain't wear jeans today.
Yeah, I don't ever wear jeans in that mug, man.
God damn, I wore jeans the first time.
Can't ever do that.
Yeah, I can't think with the shortest shorts I have, with some running shoes and ankle socks. I say that is not happening today. But I like Main Street, though.
Yeah.
That's a nice edge. It make you want to work out a little.
It's the OG gym, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How long you been at that gym? You was there for like...
Main Street, man, I've been going to Main Street, especially to spar, since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Since I was about 11, 12 years old.
Yeah.
Going down the main street to spar.
So would you prefer that or O?
O for sure, man. O is my home, man. That's my house, man.
Cause it like it got more than boxing stuff too.
Yeah, we got everything, man.
You got the pool, you have the
we got everything.
Field, everything.
Everything there. You know
what I did like though was that little catching machine for football.
Uh-huh.
I said, damn.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just come in here and get some gloves just to catch the football. I never used it before.
Yeah.
That shit was live though. Yeah. So how many people on this card? That's fighting. I think it's
about 8 or 9 fights on this card.
Yeah, like 8 or 9.
It's like 8 or 9 fights.
Yeah, a few fourth rounders.
Mm-hmm.
Six rounders. Your fight is 8th round, right?
8th rounder.
Mm-hmm. 8th round. That makes sense. And sparring then, every time for
yeah,
8 rounds. Exactly. How many? You gonna spar? When the next time you sparring before the fight?
I'm gonna spar again Friday. Well, actually, I'm gonna spar again tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow and Friday.
Do you ever think about like, damn, I don't want to get hurt before this fight. Can't get hurt, or I just go and just fight like I'm in a real fight.
Well, you know,
because the fight's so close.
Yeah, that's what Vaseline for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And grease, lube me up, make sure you know what I'm saying. You know, punches sticking and cutting me and all that. Just you know, grease me up, and you got to go. You got to roll because you want to be sharp. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to go in a fight and find your rhythm. You want to find your rhythm before the fight.
Yeah.
And go in there and scratch and be sharp.
He's southpaw, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Southpaw.
So what's the technique that you think you're looking forward to about to upcoming for him? Like, what's the – when you watch him fight, like, what's the one thing you want to target when you get in that ring with him?
The one thing I just, you know, that I got to do, I can't go in there and just and fight lazy, just, you know, sitting in front of him, you know, not having nothing set up. Just make sure I'm, you know, aggressive, controlled aggressive. Control aggression and just ring generalship.
Yeah.
Fight my fight. You know what I'm saying? Right. Be the ring general. Right. That's in all my fights. You know, if I'm fighting my fights, then I'm fighting the way I like to fight, then it ain't nobody could beat me. You know what I'm saying? And we fighting off my beat, my rhythm. So,
is there some things you want to take from last fight that you want to bring into this fight?
Nah. You know, I learned a lot from my last fight, you know, just about things being perfect. Everything being on point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to make sure everything's perfect the night of the fight.
Because he wasn't southpaw, right?
No.
The last person?
He wasn't southpaw.
This is your first southpaw fighter, or?
Nah, this is my fifth southpaw fighting.
How'd you do? Of course you won them. But the last four?
Three and one.
Three and one.
Yeah, my only loss was to a southpaw.
That was like early, like.
Mm-hmm.
But the last, you won the last three fights.
Mm-hmm.
Were they the same size as this person?
I
never seen this guy.
I fought two tall ones, two real tall southpaws, and then I fought a short. I beat a short one.
Was the title for NABF?
Nah, that he wasn't. He switched southpaw though.
Oh, he switched.
He switched southpaw.
Yeah,
yeah. That was one of the money team guys that I beat, Sanjay. He switched southpaw, but he original orthodox.
I was nervous as hell when y'all told me that fight, the dude was a money team. I said, damn, it's a money team. It was on the road. I said, damn.
Yeah.
I was nervous. I had faith, but I was like, damn, dog, that shit. You're going, when you fight for somebody title on the road, you're on the road, the odds against you, it's like, damn.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, man. This is going to be a tough one. Because you never, dog, this is what I say about boxing. Man, you never know when you go to the judges.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah,
man, you are surviving with you are surviving with the judges.
Yeah,
like you are blessed right now, and it's good. It's great. You know what I'm saying? Because even when I watch boxing at home, I'm like, man, if I'm rooting for somebody, oh shit.
That's why I knew I had to go win convincingly. You know what I'm saying? I had to smash the gas, which I did. You know, and it worked out, and I got the decision, the unanimous decision.
Yeah. So how was you feeling that fight? Like. Before, was you more anxious than nervous? Your first title fight, how was you feeling?
I was feeling good, man. I was just feeling so blessed that because originally it was just going to be a regular match, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then I learned, I think it was a week and a half before the fight, the title was going to be on the line.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just downright excited, man.
Yeah.
You know, I knew I was going to win.
Yeah.
Then now I knew I was about to win some hardware, win a belt. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was excited as hell, man.
Yeah. So with this fight at home, this guy has the same record as you.
Yeah, yo, most part. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like this is? Do you feel like this kind of like feel like a title fight, even though no titles on the line?
Yeah.
Why you feel like that?
Because it's in my hometown. Mm-hmm. It's a PBC card, Lions only card.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, man. Not only do I want to win, but I want to be the best fighter of the night.
Yeah.
Put it like that. Knock I want to be the most outstanding boxer that night. That's what I'm pushing for.
Knock him out. Man, if you knock him out, dog, I'm probably the loudest motherfucker. Dog. I'm sorry. God damn. But I'm like, man, if you knock him out, I'm like, God, this is, you know, a sick knockout.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got to do it. You got to do it. Like I say, dog, I be telling Monday all the time, I said, man, Keith, he got everything for a welterweight fighter.
Yeah.
Get everything for a boxing.
Yeah.
I'm just missing one thing. I'm like, shit, please give me that knockout. I just want one. Like, shit.
One, we good?
Just give me one right now. I got you. But if you get one, I want some more.
You want some? Yeah, you going to want some more.
Yo, I'm like, man, I just want to see one knockout. You touch that on you, bro. Hey. Don't hit me. I ain't getting no ring.
Last beef with the radio guy.
Not me. I want to see it on somebody else. Not me. Look, I ain't. Last time I had a fight, eighth grade.
Mm.
It was over basketball. That's when I was playing like hooping.
Uh-huh.
Like it was. I had a lot of fights like due to hooping when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd be in the air. Somebody push me in the air. I just get mad.
Mm-hmm.
I take the ball and throw it at them. You know, I'm like, dude, like, what are you doing? Like, I don't get into real fights, though. Like, people don't fight me, dog. People don't fight no more.
Yeah, they
you
don't.
You know what I'm saying? But I want to go pop the trunk on you.
Yeah, I want to go grab a gun now these days.
You know what I'm
saying?
I'm impossible to fight, dog. Like, you won't fight me. You won't touch me, dog. Really? Dog, man, let's just talk. Let's just talk about it. Let's come to the show. Let's just talk about it.
Now, why you got to come to the show?
All right, just talk to me. Why you got to beef with me? Well, what's up? Me? Come on, let's have a drink. You want Hennessy? Come on, what you want? Courvoisier? Like, yo, like, why me? So, yeah, that's all I'm missing is a knockout. Like I say, everything is there. The defense, the strategy, the IQ.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it in person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be so happy, dog.
Gotcha.
But if you don't knock him out, you get the win. Oh, shit, that's still good enough for me.
Yeah, that's the most
important. A win is a win.
Mm-hmm.
A win is a win. Who is he under?
I'm not sure.
Not money team?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I don't think so. Not to my understanding. I'm not sure.
You know where he ranked at?
Nah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you don't give a fuck about him, I know.
Not so really.
You know. Shouldn't give a fuck about him. No, long as we know your rank and we know where you're going. Because when you vacated that title, did your ranking go down a little bit or is it stayed the same?
It just stayed the same.
Yeah, even with the draw too?
It kind of pushed back a little bit.
So it was more of a win for him than it was for you.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So how you feel when you heard a draw?
Ah man, it was, you know, wasn't a good feeling, I tell you that. You know what I'm saying? You know, especially coming from all the big wins I had, it's just like I feel like a huge step back, you know?
Yeah.
But
like a wake up call?
Yeah, like a huge wake up call, you know. But everything happened for a reason. I didn't get down on myself. As soon as I got back to Houston, I got back in the gym. You guys need it. I got back. That Sunday, I was back in the gym Monday. You know what I'm saying?
Did he go back to the gym?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was right back in there, man. I ain't have any injuries in the fight, thank God, you know. So I went right back to work and was like, I'm going to get another shot. I know I will. I just got to, you know, go back to the drawing boards and fix all the mistakes I made and move forward from there.
Yeah.
Now it's time to rack these wins up again.
I ain't let your phone die. Hey, Monday, touch that right there. Yeah. Think it's dying. What did it say?
Mind hitting it to me.
Okay, there you go. But nah, if they got any questions too, you on IG Live shit. What they saying on there?
Yeah, let me see.
I know they probably saying hard eyes. They ain't showing nothing.
Anybody showing? I got some lines in here, man.
Yeah.
On the live.
Man, they got some questions. They can ask. Shoot, we can get. They can ask some questions. Yeah, somebody say it.
Yeah, let me see. Who got some questions for you, boy?
Y'all got some questions, man. This is a y'all looking at the future right here, dog. Welterweight wide open, kinda. Yeah. No, my bad. I was talking about middleweight. I'm sorry.
I was about to say welterweight.
Yeah, never mind. That's Spence and Porter. Welterweight. Goddamn, yeah. Never mind. I'm in middleweight. Middleweight is open because you got Canelo fighting Kovalev.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's saying, look, F middleweight. I'm about to move up and fight Kovalev. When I heard that, I said, yo, you want to fight a dude that just – I mean, look, Andre Ward beat him.
Mm-hmm.
But this dude is way bigger than Canelo. If he beat – look, I already got respect for Canelo.
I do, but if he beat Kovalev, I'm the biggest fan. If Canelo beat Kovalev, I'm a huge fan. Man, I'm a huge fan now, but if he beat Kovalev, I'm
– dog, he's the top two – I want to say he's one of the top two buyers when it comes to fights. Like, Pacquiao still selling tickets.
Mm-hmm.
This is my thing about Pacquiao, too. And I can spark a debate with this. But mm-hmm. I don't care. Because mm-hmm. I will have stuff to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Pacquiao is on a historical run right now. He is on a run we've never seen in boxing
mm-hmm.
in recent memory that mm-hmm. I could think of. Mm-hmm. He just beat one of the three champions in Keith Thurman.
Yeah.
Spence is fighting Porter. My guess, Spence gonna beat Porter.
Oh, that's your prediction.
Oh my God, he gonna beat him.
Yeah.
Spence gonna beat Porter.
That's mine too.
We always want to see Spence and
Crawford.
Crawford, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not gonna happen just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Spence beats Porter. Spence already said he won Pacquiao.
Mm-hmm.
Pacquiao's just sitting back, look, I'm cooling. I'll fight whoever.
Yeah.
In his 40s, early 40s, just beat Thurman, got the belt.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Just imagine for one quick second. Let's say Pacquiao go beat Spence. You know what I'm saying? Nobody thought that. He beat Spence. Let's say he go fight Crawford. But now mm-hmm. Crawford on the record said, win or lose for Spence, I want to fight Spence. That's what Crawford said last week.
Mm-hmm.
He want to fight Spence, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to turn down Pacquiao. That money coming in?
Yeah.
That draw?
Yeah.
Now, let's say he go beat Spence. I mean, he beats Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pacquiao on his resume in his 40s beat Thurman, Spence, Crawford. And he rides off the sunset. He's good. He did what he had to achieve. He beat all three of the champions. He retires. I told people this. He fights all three and beats all of them.
Mm-hmm.
He's better than Mayweather. I don't care about Mayweather. I don't care about Mayweather's record. Records don't mean nothing to me in boxing. He beat Spence, Thurman, and Crawford in his 40s. You mean to still tell me that Mayweather's still better than Pacquiao?
Yeah, what you say is true, but man, that's easier said than done.
Right. That's true.
Spence, Crawford, man.
I know. Trust me. I know. It sounds crazy, but I'm just saying, what if?
Yeah.
Because people still shouting out Mayweather's the GOAT. Mayweather's the best. Well, damn, I want to see Mayweather come out and fight Spence, Crawford, and Thurman. I want to see that happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Since he's the best.
But, you know, man, Mayweather the GOAT, man. Even if he do come out of retirement and whoop all these young fighters, he was going to bring up some more young fighters. You know what I'm saying? Because there's always young fighters coming up. So.
Well, I just say if Pacquiao do beat these
three. Think about it.
If he beat these
three. Think about it. Floyd beat Canelo.
No, I'm saying.
Well.
he the pound-for-pound king right now.
Devil's advocate, Canelo was a baby at that time. He won King and Canelo now.
Because of Floyd, though.
But the thing is, watch now. Peace this, though.
He learned.
Pacquiao's resume would be better than Mayweather's. His resume. I think so.
I don't know, man.
Let's think about money Mayweather resume after De La Hoya.
It's a long resume.
Long. But look, but who he fought in that resume, though? You beat old De La Hoya, who's on retirement. Old Shane Mosley. I give you Cotto. Pacquiao hurt his shoulder. He fought Pacquiao like 6 years too late. Now, if he fought Pacquiao in 2009, 2010, now we talking. Because that was the time it was supposed to happen.
But, man, Pacquiao didn't want to take the drug test back in the gap.
Because he looked at it like, yo, what I'm taking the drug test for? He like, man, come on.
Who comes from like 114 all the way up without, hey, you know, well, it was the reason why he ain't, you know.
Hey, that's
he
that.
Ain't take it, man.
What's his race? Of course, Asia, but like, what's. Yeah.
Who?
Pacquiao.
He's from Philippines.
That's that Filipino blood. Rise up from 114 to 140. I'm just saying.
Man, I ain't going to say nothing, but I don't know.
I'm just saying. I just think.
I probably would have wanted him to take one, two. And,
well, let's put like this, though. Put all that to the side, and let's just look at pound-for-pound resume. Because you all know that if that happens, it's a strong if. Mm-hmm. Because beating Thurman, I think Thurman was cool, but he wasn't Spence and Crawford.
Yeah.
But if he somehow found a way to beat Spence and Crawford, somehow, some way, just say if that happened.
Don't see that
pound for pound. You all know people gonna say Pacquiao's the GOAT. Pacquiao's in the Mount Rushmore.
If he can do it, but those names that you just named.
Did you think he could beat Thurman though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I had him in that Thurman fight. Yeah. I had Pacquiao.
Right. I just think Spencer Crawford. I mean, I wanna see Spencer Crawford. It's like how I wanna see.
We are.
Yeah. It's like how I wanna see Joshua and Wilder.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to see Joshua Wilder?
I think
I want to see Wilder and Fury more than I want to see
Wilder Fury Part 2.
Yeah, I want to see that
unfinished business.
And I also want to see that King Kong rematch. Well, I think it's still on right now. I want to see Ortiz and Wilder. I want to see
that. Oh, Ortiz and Joshua?
Nah, Wilder. They fought before.
When they fought?
The King Kong, who's Ortiz? The heavyweight, the Cuban?
I'm tripping. I'm thinking about Ruiz. Okay, Ortiz. You want to see that again?
Yeah, I want to see that again.
Yeah.
That was a good fight, you know? So I want to see that again, man. I like the way King Kong fight.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How you feel about Ruiz, though? You think that was a fluke fight? Then he's for real.
Nah, he for real, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. No, that ain't. It ain't no fluke to come up and do what he did. You know what I'm saying?
I believe all credit to him. I like Ruiz. Like, as a person, fighter. I don't think Ruiz and Wilder will ever fight each other, though.
Oh, no. Nah, they're going to get it on. Especially if Ruiz come back and beat Joshua again. They're going to get it on. Would?
I'm hearing the same as in his hometown.
So. I think so, man. I think Ruiz is going to do it again.
I hope so. Because everybody try to crown Joshua so fast.
Man, shout out to my Lions Only brothers, man. Show.
Who's the Lions Only?
Nah, they on my live.
Oh, y'all. Yeah.
Shout out to them, man.
But now, like, I like how heavyweight's back, though. It's been a lot, like, when the Klitschko era was so trash to me. Mm. That era was in heavyweight was so bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad to me.
It's hot right now, man.
Heavyweight division. What's hotter right now, heavyweight or welterweight?
I'm going to say heavyweight because they, boys.
I think welterweight is probably the stronger class, but I think heavyweight is hot.
Welterweight always, I feel like, always going to be hot. You know, it is what it is. It's been hot since Ray Leonard and them. It's always going to be hot, you know.
Yeah, the 80s was at its peak. 90s, you had Pernell Whitaker. You had a little drop off, just a little bit, because heavyweight with Tyson, Holyfield, Foreman made that comeback. Lennox Lewis coming in. You had some people in the heavyweight. Welterweight took a little drop off, but then Mayweather came in and, you know, did what he had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had a little debate. I called you about this with some people, and I don't know what was people thinking. Dog, Tyson versus Ali. I mean, it's the age-old barbershop debate. What if?
Yeah.
But we were strictly talking about who was the better fighter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, the popular opinion is going to be Ali.
Ali, but.
Because Ali is just the great outside the ring. Don't get me wrong. I love Ali.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But in their prime, Cassius Clay versus Iron Mike, 80s Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Ali want to see that version of Tyson.
Nobody wanted to see that
version
of Tyson, man.
Did you hear the story about Tyson when he was fighting, what's your boy name? He was an old, I think Spinks. I want to say Spinks, Michael Spinks. I want to say him. I could be wrong. So before the fight was happening, they was in their dressing room or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Before the fight, Spinks was already nervous. Like, he was already scared to fight Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
He said, imagine this room right now is Spinks' dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine you hearing this to the wall constantly. Mm-hmm. Spinks was hearing that was Tyson hitting the wall. Spinks heard that, like, hold on. No, go check his dress. What's that noise? What is that?
Mm-hmm.
They went to go check Tyson's gloves and everything
mm-hmm.
to see if there was anything. Because it didn't sound like you hitting the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
So then the dude came back and said, no, everything's good. Nothing's in his gloves. Dog, Spence got so scared, they said. Because just imagine you about to fight you about to fight a dude and you hearing like some crazy banging on the wall and it's just your fist hitting the wall.
Yeah.
He was walking to the fight. If you look it on YouTube, he was walking to the ring nervous as shit. And then he heard Mike, because at that time, Mike Tyson didn't have no rap music at that time, early in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
He just had chains clanging, banging against each other as an intro. Black. Mm-hmm. No type of robe on or nothing. Just sweating. Dog, he knocked him out so fast, dog. And people want to say Ali in his prime is want to fight, will be better than Tyson? Dog, I don't know, man.
It ain't even just the intimidation thing. Ooh. When Tyson had his legendary trainer, Customato, he was just so fast. People just think it's about power, and he was just so quick.
Man, dog.
People, you know what I'm saying? He was so quick, man.
And his workout routine was sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was above and beyond everybody else in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I get people, this is what people want to say all the time to me. Man, Tyson ain't, who did he fight? He ain't fight nobody. He ain't fight. I'm like, dude, calm down for a second. Hey, let's look at this. Let's just look at this for one quick second.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you will have a point if he just beat him by decision or barely beat him or was a draw.
Mm-hmm.
He knocked these dudes out in two seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The people didn't want to fight him. Holyfield didn't want to fight him in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
He had to fight him in 97?
Yeah, because Holyfield was still cruiserweight, I think, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like people didn't want to fight Tyson. Come on, he ain't fighting nobody. It's like Shaq. People said Shaq wasn't that great in his time because he ain't had no sinners to go against in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But he dominated everybody 35 and 15.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Nobody want to fight Tyson.
Yeah.
Dog, I'd be scared as shit to go fight Tyson, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I'm looking at it.
But you know, he, like you said, he used to intimidate them before they had gotten the ring, so they really lost before they got in the ring, you know?
Yeah. That's how I made it. Dude, I'm like, dog, people's, I got on Instagram and said the same thing. Who y'all taking, Tyson Ali? 55-45 was Ali. I understand. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of people that don't really watch boxing on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna say that.
Mm-hmm.
But quick, man, I want you to get that camera real fast. Probably take it off. Tekashi. I wanna talk about Tekashi real fast. Because that's like a big deal right now. Mm-hmm. But the crazy thing is for me, because it's a big deal, because I never do a show. It's like my first time having a show where like something big like this is trending.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened we're having a show on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
So like Tekashi. I know you've been seeing that, right?
Yeah, I've been seeing it.
What's your thoughts on that?
Man, horrible situation, man. Horrible situation, man. You got two options. You got jail, 50 years.
Oh.
50 years in prison.
That's the question.
And then you got, you know what I'm saying, about three Kims, Latoya, Letitia. You got that. So it's just like,
man,
hard, man. It's just the key is to never put yourself in that position.
Yeah, man.
Kids, be yourself. Man.
Trying to be a gangster.
You got to be yourself, man.
Now, this is the question. If you Tekashi and you in that position, like they say, don't snitch. It's easier said than done.
It's easier said than done.
That's me the title of this show.
Easier said than done, man.
Dog, if you Tekashi. No, if it's you in that situation.
Yeah.
You snitching? You go against the rules. Go against what everybody say. Or you're going to be what they call you, a real ass nigga, if you
go ahead and take the 50 years.
What you think? I got my answer. I'm going to let you say yours first.
Ooh.
50.
That's a long time.
Bro. I'm going to tell my answer. I'm going to let you go first.
Snitch.
Man, it ain't no women in jail. Man.
50 years. Dog, think about it. I want people to think about this for one quick
50
second.
50 years.
One quick second. Dog. I want this to motivate you for one second. I want this to motivate you. If anybody that's listening, watching this right now. Dog, 50 years with no pussy.
Dang,
dog, just think about that for one.
We go crazy. We don't got pussy in a month.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Dog, can you imagine 50 years with no pussy? No. Oh, fuck.
Couldn't imagine.
You know what I'm saying?
That sucks, man.
Dog. Fuck all that. Man, look. Fuck all that, man. You real. You don't snitch. Shit. Everybody going down. Everybody going down. I'm telling all details. Look, it was January 19th, 7:25
Yolanda. Rhonda.
Man, look, everybody going down. I was at the sports bar watching the game. Dude came up to me, was like, yo, I want you to make this money real fast. I said, I told him, judge, who, what's the name? This such and such. I'm breaking it down. I can't, dog, I go crazy. I can't, dog, 50 years with no type of, with no pussy.
But here's the thing, though, too. You got to remember, man. These are the same guys that allegedly robbed him.
Yeah, same then, ones.
So his whole team was like corrupted from the beginning, right? Before he went in, didn't he fire everybody?
Yep.
So we don't really know everything that we think we know. You know what I'm saying? Man. But the key thing is to always be yourself at all times. You will never be in that position.
Look, man, I want people to go to, I want people to go to YouTube and search Booty Warrior. Search Booty Warrior.
What?
If that video don't motivate you enough to not go to jail,
man,
I ain't
searching.
Y'all
that.
Seen Boondocks? You seen Boondocks? What's the dude? I forgot his name, man. Dog. Hey, Booty man. Warrior, dog. If hey, that man. Video don't motivate you enough to not go to jail, I don't know what is. I don't know what can motivate you.
Just be yourself, man. You know.
Come on, man.
Because these dudes, they claim to be, you know, street. No, listen.
Come on, man.
Because I guess it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Stay out the streets, dog.
But what's cool is being yourself.
Be yourself.
That's what's cool. You ain't got ice cubes. You ain't got a lot of kick it.
You don't.
Me, myself, I'm not no street dude.
Look, I call myself.
I ain't no sucker, but I'm not no street dude. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you what I am.
I know some.
Yo.
Some real ones.
Yo.
But I'm.
You got some I'm real not. Street killers out there. I'm gonna tell you what I am though. You got hood, you got hood niggas. Water. I'm diet hood, dog.
Yeah, I'm diet.
I'm
hood.
Diet hood. Like
I ain't I'm never heard of that before. He said I'm diet hood.
But I'm diet hood when it comes to my woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna let anybody push me over.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not gonna kill you. I'm not gonna shoot you. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
I'm diet hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm
you
not
ain't no street dude, but you ain't no sucker. Dude. You ain't no.
But
you
I ain't know no pushover.
And as long as I, one thing I do, I demand my respect. I respect everybody, and I demand my respect. That's all it is. And other than that, I'm not no street dude. I ain't gonna act like one. I'm not gonna pretend to be one. You know, I respect all, and in return, I ask for my respect too. You know what I'm saying? So. It is what it is on that. You got to be yourself.
That's how we ended, dog. Look, man, October 4th, man.
October 4th.
Arena Theater.
Yep.
Marquise Taylor.
Yep.
Jeremy Nichols.
Yes, sir.
It's going down.
Yes, sir. The
doors open at 6.
Yep.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
You're going to be probably fine like around like 9-ish, maybe.
8:30 to 9.
Hopefully some knockouts before.
It definitely will be.
Definitely will be.
Definitely will be.
I will be in attendance. Mm-hmm. Catch my boy. Mm-hmm. Cole main event. Mm-hmm. You also catch Darren Price. Main event in the fight. Lions Only Promotions.
Mm-hmm.
Real Deal with a Kill. Marquise Taylor. We out.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's a wrap.